Masechet Bamitzia Perek Yod Mishnah Aleph. Habayis Va'aliyah Shoshnayim Shenachzu. A house that has an upper floor that belongs to two separate people. One person owns the bottom floor, and another person owns the upper floor. And the house fell in and was destroyed. Shneim Cholkim Be'etim Uva'avanim Uva'avra. The two owners split the wood, stone, and dirt. The dirt here is referring to the dirt that is placed in between the stones, as we do not know which Eitim and Avanim and Upper belong to whom, so therefore they split it down the middle. Veroim Elu Avanim Haruyos Lishtapim. We try to figure out which person's stones were more likely to have been broken. For example, if the house fell in from underneath, then it's more likely that the bottom floor stones were broken. So therefore, in that case, the owner of the bottom floor would have to take the broken stones, while the owner of the upper floor would take the whole stones. But if the house fell out from the top, then it's more likely that the stones that were on the top fell to a distance. So then, it's most likely that the upper floor stones were broken. So therefore, the owner of the upper floor would be forced to take the broken stone, while the owner of the bottom floor would take the whole stones. Now that which it says in the beginning of the mission, that they split the Eitim, Avanim, and Upper down the middle, and we don't say that one of the two would take the broken stone, that's talked about in a case where we simply do not know how the house fell in, so therefore we split it down the middle. They would both take evenly the broken stones. If one of the two owners claims to recognize some of the whole stones, and he claims that these come from his house and he wants to take them, note long, he could take those stones he claims to recognize, but it would count against his chesed, meaning that the owner of the other floor would take the same number of whole stones from the one that the other person doesn't recognize. Now, the reason he could take the whole stones he claims to recognize is talking about where the owner of the other floor admits that some of those stones are his, and he says that some of those stones I know are yours, but the other stones that you claim to recognize, I don't know if they're yours or if they are mine. So he is motive and mixus. He admits the part of the claim. So therefore, he is mechuyav shvua, as a motive and mixus is chayav shvua, and he can't take a shvua, as he cannot swear that only part of the claim is true and the other part of the claim is not true, because he says any a day. He says he doesn't know if the whole claim is true or if only part of the claim is true. So therefore, his ena yachol lishava, he cannot take a shvua, and the din is somebody who can't take a shvua, yishalin, has to pay. So therefore, the person could take all of the stones that he claims to recognize. A house that has a second floor that is of two separate people. One person owns the whole house and he rented the second floor to somebody else. Nifchasa ha'aliyah ve'ein balabayis rotza l'taken. The floor of the upper house fell in an area of at least 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. And the owner of the house is not interested in fixing it. Harei bal ha'aliyah yored v'dor l'mata. Achi yitaken lo et ha'aliyah. The person who rented the upper floor had the right to now go down and live in the bottom floor until the owner of the house is willing to fix the floor that fell in. The reason being is that we are talking about in a case where when the person rented the house, he said, Hare aliyah zu, she'al gabe bayezu muskeres lecha. This aliyah, this upper floor on top of this house is rented to you. Since he said on top of this house, what he is saying is that this house is meshubet to the aliyah. It is collateral to the upper floor, meaning to say that if something happens to the top floor that makes it unlivable, you can come down and live in the bottom floor. Otherwise, why did he say agabe bayis zu? So therefore, now that the upper floor is unlivable, he can go down and live in the bottom floor. Rabbi Yose Oimer hatachto nosein et hatikra v'ha elyon et hamaziva. Rabbi Yose says, when the floor of the upper house falls in, the person who owns the house is not mechuyev to fix the whole job himself. The person who lives in the bottom house would have to supply the beam, but the renter, the one who is living in the upper house, would have to supply the plaster.